Raylan Notley, and I'm the Youth Empowerment and Support Coordinator.
Raylan Notley with the YES program, which is the Youth Empowerment and Support program, and joins us today on Community Hotline. And Raylan, this is a special week across the country as it is Canadian Mental Health Week. What have you guys got planned here in the area?
So this week is our annual Let's Talk About It event. And what that means is that we have students all across Chinook Sedge School Division, actually, who are going to be out and about this week, who have prepared positive mental health messages, artwork that they're going to be leaving in chalk throughout the sidewalks, all throughout their communities.
That's great. How did this initiative come about for Chinook Sedge School Division, and you guys start doing this annually?
You know what? It's been quite a while that we've started. It's over a decade ago that it was just an initiative that we came up with about how do we connect kids to community to be able to promote positive mental health and wellness. And it was something that we knew, like, kids love, you know, drawing in chalk. Often they're very creative in what they can do. And so it was just an initiative that came to mind several years ago, and we've done it annually ever since. And we're hoping the weather holds, and we have another great week of it this year.
You bet. Are you focusing on specific grades for this?
So in Olds, we have all of the Deer Meadow School students coming out in the afternoon on Friday this week. So the grades 5 to 8 will be in the Olds community. But honestly, in several of the communities across Chinook's Edge, it may be younger grades and it may be older grades as well.
You bet. And obviously, many of these kids, as we've transitioned here into the 2020s, have gone through a lot of school at home, school in person, and all of the difficulties that they've had and challenges they've had to overcome. So when it comes to Mental Health Week, how expressive have they been through these chalk drawings and other ways as an outlet to express who they are?
You know what? It's something that, like, what I love about this is because we've been doing it for so many years now, is that many students have been doing it for several years, and it's something that they actually really look forward to. I hear kids when we go uptown and we're seeing them do the artwork, they take pictures of it so that they can show their families, or they'll even say that they're going to bring their parents or their grandparents down to show them what they've done. And I think it's just a really meaningful experience for them to be able to brighten up the sidewalks. We often have, like, storefront owners come out and just really appreciate what they've done. And, you know, it puts smiles on people's faces, and it gets the kids, again, involved in their community. And it's something that, you know, as the YES program, we've been really proud of over the last, like I said, several years, over a decade.
Raylan, is there any thanks that you guys would like to pass along for helping you out with this initiative?
Yes, absolutely. We couldn't make this initiative happen without support from our local FCSS communities. Olds in particular has donated all of the chalk this year for us to be able to do this, as they have in the past. So again, it's a cost that, I mean, you can imagine there's hundreds of students leaving lots of messages. The chalk goes pretty quick. So we're very, very fortunate in our area to have the support from our local FCSSs.
That's great. If people want more information about Canadian Mental Health Week, or the YES program here in Chinook Sedge School Division, where can they go?
They can absolutely give me a call. My cell phone number is 403-556-9552.
That's great. Well, Raylan, thanks so much for joining us today on Community Hotline.
Thank you very much.